Two of today's digital giants provide a useful guide to Uber's position and plans. Its executives never have Amazon far from their minds as they plot their company's future, says Bill Gurley, a venture capitalist at Benchmark Capital, who invested in Uber and sits on its board. Amazon has favoured relentless growth over the pursuit of profits for much of its history, keeping prices low to win loyalty and grab market share. Uber is trying a similar tack by subsidising drivers to keep fares down, by rapidly expanding into new cities, and by launching new services, such as the delivery of food and other items. Investors like to see the company in terms of Facebook. When the social network accepted an investment from Microsoft that valued it at $15 billion in 2007, a time when it had not shown any real propensity to make money, this was decried as folly. When it filed to go public at a valuation of around $100 billion in 2012, accusations of madness came back, based on worries about the company's ability to adapt to the mobile phone. Today, Facebook has a market value of more than $360 billion. A fear of missing out on the internet's next Facebook-sized hit is a big factor in the flood of capital into Uber's coffers. Investors' bullishness is bolstered by Uber's position at the intersection of three linked disruptive trends. First is the emergence of asset-light business models. The cost of expanding is far lower for a startup that does not own its own cars or consider its drivers employees. Second is the shift to the sharing economy, which underlies the success of peer-to-peer services. A system that lets people do as much or as little as they like attracts workers. The third is that consumers, especially young consumers, are increasingly happy to pay for access to things rather than own them outright. The average cost per mile of UberX is probably around $1.50 or 84 euro cents per kilometre. It already costs more than that to own a car in some places. In New York City, car ownership works out at around $3 a mile.